Interesting as well, around about that sort of time in the 1950s, there was, again, at the committee meetings that you were at,
yeah.
There were some problems within the club with sort of some disruptors, perhaps being a little bit aggressive on the pitch and disputes. Mainly about rough play, I think.
Oh, yeah, well, we played the Pontypool. Mm. They were the power in that Welsh rugby then. I remember well at Kingsong. Whew. But I think we issued sort of statements saying that players would be punished if they, got involved in rough stuff, but I remember one, it was a night match, and I think one of the Pontypool got sent off. I think one of ours would have gone. But see, we had a few aggressive players, and Mickey Burton wasn't the quietest of players, but he got away with it usually. But Preedy was another. and they today the same. You see, if there's a punch up, they all pile in, which is sad because doesn't do any good.
It was also interesting, a long, long time relied on local clubs to provide. Various occasions, it seems that some of the clubs have been a little reluctant.
Oh, yes. Well, if you've got a good player, it seems you've got to be rugby-minded rather than club-minded to release him.
Yeah.
But what I think we created a good liaison with the clubs in that we ran our Colts on a midweek. We didn't play on a Saturday. No, they've now started to play on a Saturday. I think the Colts will be finished in a very short time because of that. But in the midweek, the clubs were quite happy for their young players to play for the Colts. It was good experience for them and a thrill to them to play on Kingsong. But if we'd run them on the Saturday, they wouldn't have been so keen to lose a couple of vital players for their third or fourth teams.
Yeah.
But I think we had a good relationship with the clubs as a result. Oh, there are times that, the clubs have been... See, the clubs, it seems a sad thing, but they're usually run by players who've been to Kingsholm and have not made the grade. In their own minds, they should have been, had made the grade, but not necessarily as far as the club was concerned. And they've gone back with a chip on their shoulders, and they've not been so keen, but I think that's over now.
Mm. Well, I think it looks as though the club's having to draw its players from much wider afield than just simply the local club.
Well, when you think of it, this season we put out an entire Gloucester pack of forwards, all born and bred sort of within not all that far from Kingsholm, for match after match. And only rarely have we had a non-Gloucester player in the pack.
Mm.
I think that's incredible. No other club can claim that.
Yeah.
I mean, they bought their players in at enormous prices. But if you take the whole front row as
Deakin,
Window, and Greening, second row Sims,
yeah,
and Fiddler, and the back row Ian Smith, has been dropped, but he'd been dropped for another local boy. Deborah and
Granville.
They're all local boys, which great credit to the Gloucester club.
I think actually it was probably about 2 or 3 years ago that all but one of the Gloucester pack actually came from Long Levens.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I think there was only one player who wasn't.
Yes,
wasn't
most of
them. And the whole pack was, yes, provided by that club.
And we've always sort of... See, Bath was another club, and Bristol, that chose public school players rather than the local players. They've got one or two locals in the side. I mean, Gus got a local, but they're not many at Bath, and same at Bristol. See, they bought in a lot of players now. You see, if you've got a bloke investing £1 million in a club, it eases their financial problems.
Yeah, but they also want to return, don't they?
Well, yes.
They want the side to win for that.
See, it's very interesting, Newcastle. I wonder how long Ford will go on pumping money into the club if they're not getting into the first division. And at the moment, they're fourth in the... They're not the top club in the second division.
No, they could suffer this year. They've got some games in hand, but it'll be interesting if it comes down to the playoffs. See where their position is there.
I mean, they're really on paper. They're a very powerful side now.
Mm.
But even Leicester, you see, have imported the outside half, Stransky, and he's making a vital difference because of his...
It's an ex-South African international, so he's going to have a lot of input, not only just on the playing side, but he'll have an input. Same as we were talking about Ian Smith.
Yeah.
Because Ian's going to be in with the Scottish coaching scheme, picking up lots of experience on coaching and playing.
I think Hall has made a mistake there in getting really told Ian that it was only his third choice, which is absurd. First choice for Scotland, and he's always played well for Scotland.
Yes.
Into the sort of first group potential Lions. Mm-hmm. Well, we could use him with his experience.
Yeah.
He's made three mistakes and was getting rid of Bean, who is a very fine player, and... Ian Smith and somebody else, I was just trying to think.